Bava Basra, Perek Vav, Mishnah Ches. This Mishnah deals with the appropriate area when one is buying or selling a burial plot. Hamocher Makam Lachaver Lasos Lo Kever. If somebody sells a place to his friend that was for the purpose of making a kever, a family burial plot in that area, V'chein HaMekabel Mechaver Lasos Lo Kever. Also, not just if you're selling such a spot or you're actually a kablan, you're actually a contractor to actually create a family burial plot. Osa tocha shel ma'ara arba amos al sheish. You make the inside of the ma'ara. The ma'ara is the cave, as is actually happening now in Israel today, in certain areas of Yerushalayim. They're once again burying in caves in the sides of the mountain rather than burying down on top of the surface. That was how they did in antiquity. So when you make the inside of this burial cave, you would make it arba amos al sheish, 4 amos by 6 amos, 4 amos wide, 6 amos long, uposeach lesocha shmona kuchen, and you open within it 4 crypts, 4 burial spots, shlosha mikan, 6 on one side, shlosha mikan, 6 on the other side. This is on the length of the 6 amah length, ushnayim mikanegdan, and 2 burial plots, 2 crypts would be in the 4 amah facing wall. Va'kuchen, and the kuchen themselves, the burial crypts themselves, are arkan 4 amos. They are 4 amos in length. V'ruman, and in height, shiva, they're 7 tfachim high. V'roch ban shisha, and their width would be 6 tfachim wide. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, Osa tocha shel ma'ara sheish amos al shmona. He says, actually, no. He says, actually, make it larger. And that is, you make the inside of the cave should be 6 amos in width and 8 amos in length. And you would be able to open into it then 13 crypts. Arba mikan. 4 on one side of the length on the 8 amah side. Arba mikan and 4 on the other 8 amah side. Ushlosh mikanegdan and 3 crypts opposite the facing wall you walk into, which would be the 6 amah side. Ve'echad miyamin ha'pesach, ve'echad min ha'smol. And 1 in the corner, on the right, when you're coming in from the door, and 1 would be on the left. Ve'osa chatzer al pi ha'ma'ara. In addition, you also make a courtyard which the ma'ara, the cave, opens into. Sheish al sheish, which is 6 amos by 6 amos, which is kamalo hamita v'kovreha, the size that's necessary to be able to have the mita, which is the bier, the burial bier, v'kovreha, and those people are coming to actually do the burial. There's enough space for them in that area. Uposeach l'socha shnei ma'aros, and when you have that courtyard, you open into that courtyard 2 caves, as we've described before, whatever opinion you have about the size of the cave, but you would open those 2 caves into it, achas mikan, 1 on one side, 1 on the other side of the courtyard. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, no, arba, you actually make, for a standard burial plot, you actually make 4 caves, arba ruchaseh, for all the 4 sides. Therefore, the opening, of course, to this chatzir, to this courtyard, is going to have to be from the top. You have to enter from the top, otherwise there's no way to access. Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Shimon Gamliel says, Hakol lefi hasela. He disagrees with the previous opinions in that there's a set amount, either 4 by 6 or 8 by 6, and he says it depends, really, that if the ground is very difficult to work with, then you only have to make caves that are the size of 6 by 4, like the Tanakhama's position. But if it's easier ground to work with, then you would have to follow Rabbi Shimon's opinion of 6 by 8.